This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Right now, caller number 9 gets a pair of tickets to see Michael Fronte and Spearhead.
Who?
Michael Fronte and
Fronte.
Spearhead.
What? Where's
Fronte?
Yeah, Fronte.
Fronte.
Vinny's kid.
Fronte.
Michael Fronte and Spearhead are performing at the Fillmore in San Francisco on February 8th. And tickets to that show and his show on the 9th are on sale now at LiveNation.com.
I love this song. This is his new song called Flower in the Gun.
Flower in the what?
In the Gun.
In the Gun.
He did that live.
This girl's name is Victoria Canal, and yeah. She's actually touring with him. She only has, I don't think she has any arm. She has one arm?
Yeah, she has one arm.
One arm and a part of another
arm. And she plays piano. Mm-hmm. Like, she makes the other arm work for her, and she was delightful on stage. Told a whole story about it. And
what happened to her?
She was born that way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lisa, I think that's what she said.
I didn't hear that part.
Pretty sure. But she was saying how, you know, she was like the only one at school with only one arm, and so she became the hero of the one-armed people.
Aww.
And, you know, she's like, that's the way you can be downcast or you can be the hero.
Mm-hmm.
It's rad.
It is. And this song is just beautiful. They wrote it together. Is.
Turn it up.
The flower in the gun.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Right now, caller number 9, 800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Michael Fronte and Spearhead February 8th at the Fillmore. There are two shows. February 9th is also happening, and they're on sale now at LiveNation.com. All right, let's get into the trash here. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to Real Deals for over 30 years, and the Subaru Share the Love event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Don't congratulate me. I missed the one at 6 o'clock. I'll make it up at 8. I just realized. Dummy. All right. Every year, Forbes puts out all their lists.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy them very much. I don't do them all, but, you know, there's a few that I'm like, oh, I'm doing that one. And here's one of those. So I have the top 10 highest paid comedians. And there's, you know, look, there's not a whole lot of surprises on here. There are some names I've never even heard, for sure. I'll start with number 10. That's Sebastian Maniscalco, who I believe we had this exact same conversation about last year.
We said, who is he?
Yeah, who is this guy?
Who is he?
I don't know.
Oh, we still don't know?
We still don't know who he is. Oh, he has not gotten more famous, but he did make $15 million last year.
Sebastian what?
That's pretty damn famous, dude.
It's pretty famous. Clearly, I'm just not running in the right circles to know who Sebastian Maniscalco is.
Maniscalco, I see.
Did our friend Eddie Ift make the list?
He did not.
Year?
He didn't. No, but you know,
he's toured much this year.
He had to make over $15 million to even be on the list.
I remember his face. We did have this conversation last year.
Oh, you remember it?
Yeah, I still don't know him.
Yeah. Does he have like a bit he's famous for or something? Are you seeing something like that, Bernie?
Let me see him. I may know who he is.
Does he have a Netflix special? Is he Netflix famous?
No, he has stuff, let's see, on Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
I think some of his specials were aired on Showtime as well. Let's see. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't know him.
He's around.
Good for him.
We'll have the conversation next year as well.
Yeah, we will. Maybe we'll have heard of him by then.
And his wiki page is super short, actually.
Yeah,
oh,
it is.
Boy,
huh?
Well, well, he's got to get some. Look, $15 million.
What number is he?
Number 10.
Okay.
Jeff Dunham, he's a puppet guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
he,
Vegas.
Huge.
$16.5 million is what he made last year.
Yeah, I always see specials, I think on Comedy Central with him.
Oh, with Jeff
I
Dunham.
I never stop. I just see it and keep going.
Jim Gaffigan.
Yes.
Made $17.5 million. He's good money.
He's doing, like what is that? What is it, Plymouth? Whatever. No, it can't be Plymouth. whatever. He's doing some TV commercials.
Oh, like for a car company?
Yeah. For minivans.
Right.
He's like,
oh, yeah.
He's like
seen those.
Playing the dad
yeah.
in these commercials.
I think I've seen
and
that.
And making so, bank at it.
Well, yeah. yes. I mean, and I don't know what he makes touring. He's,
Jim
you know, Gaffigan's he's well known.
Show, though. He has a TV show.
Oh, so
as
he's
well.
Making.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's making other than I'm on the road working and telling jokes every night money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Chrysler Pacifica.
Oh,
there you go.
Nice.
This is a vehicle.
The Pacifica. Ventriloquist Terry Fader is number 7. So that's 2 puppet people on the show, on the list so far.
Kids grow up to be a puppet person.
Yeah, do it. You know, work on your ventriloquism skills. He made $18 million. Gabriel Iglesias?
Oh, yes.
Gabriel. Gabriel, right?
Yeah,
it's probably
Gabriel.
Not Gabriel.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Well, he made 20.5, so clearly
Good
someone's
for him.
A fan. $20.5 million
He's
for the 6th place.
In the world over the last 15 years.
I'll say. Made $20 million last
yeah.
year.
And he has a TV show as well.
Ricky Gervais made $25 million.
All right.
And worth every penny. That guy is hysterical.
Sharp.
Yes. And mean. But with a smile.
See, I still really appreciate that. I know that our tastes have changed considerably as a society. I like to see someone just get flayed wide open.
Mm-hmm. I am with you.
And not someone in particular. I mean, when he just starts going for it, you go, oh.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good point. Oh, another one. Oh, he scored another hit.
Yow.
Yeah.
Well, who did he do the Golden Globes like twice in a row? And both times
that.
He was just.
He thrashed that room.
Yeah.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Like to the point where you're laughing your ass off at home and the audience there is silent.
Right.
Was it calling out people?
Yeah, it was great.
Burn.
People didn't want to, you know, cheer and laugh over there. But then they would flash to the audience and there'd be someone like, you know, right. laughing hysterically into their hand, like trying to keep it on the down low.
He starts making fun of the movie The Tourist because Johnny Depp and Angelina Jolie are in the audience.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, come on. I mean, The Tourist, really. And every head you could see in the audience turns and looks at Angelina to see the reaction.
And was she just
reaction?
Like glassy-eyed and elegant?
They didn't show her. They wouldn't show her. Like, I think that was in her contract.
Yeah.
If they
yeah.
make fun of me, the camera cannot be on me.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine having a line like that? And look, have a sense of humor. You're Angelina Jolie. Don't worry. You're still going to be her tomorrow. It's pretty good. Number 4 on the list of Forbes' list of the highest paid comedians for last year, or this past year. Number 4 is Chris Rock. He made $30 million.
I love him. He's another one that's still pretty sharp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what he did this year to make
Me
30
neither.
Million.
I was thinking the same thing.
Probably a special. And look, wherever, if he does tour, any of these guys, you know, the bigger names, if they tour, they tour big places and they sell right. lots of tickets and you know, when you think about the difference between what it costs to put on a comedy show and what it costs to put on a big rock show, I'm sure it's very lucrative to just be you and a mic.
You bet.
Yeah.
yeah.
Seems like that would be super easy. Not a lot of people involved in that. You know, you got a couple people with you. And
right.
Not there's no buses that go along with your trucks or 18-wheelers full of your equipment. Anyway, Chris Rock somehow pulled out $30 million. Good for him. Number 3 on the list is Dave Chappelle. Not too surprising.
Yeah.
He was in A Star is Born. I don't know what he got paid for that appearance.
I still love him, too.
Oh, he's
And
great.
He catches flack more than the 2 previous names for some of the bits he still continues to do, but I think he's great.
$35 million is what he made.
I thought he made 50 on that Netflix deal. Right.
It may not have
maybe it
be
didn't.
Posting
maybe
for this year.
I see.
Yeah, didn't the first one come out last year? So maybe he gets some for each year.
Right.
Who the hell knows?
How spaced
they,
out.
They're saying 30. You know what? I trust Forbes. They seem to know. Hey. Of course, they you know they said that Kylie Jenner only had $900 million, and we all know she's a billionaire.
Over that. People are reminding us that last year when we talked about number 10, Sebastian,
yes.
that Bryn played for us. When someone comes to your door.
Oh, that
days.
Was very funny.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was a good bit. That's a Sebastian
That's
Maniscalco.
Who I thought it was, but yeah. the picture he pulled up doesn't look like the guy I recognize from
it's
that
It's funny.
Bit.
I've thought about that bit a million times, just like how, you know, you, I hate, if my doorbell rings, I'm like, hide! Be quiet!
Just don't move.
Yeah, don't
no
move.
One move.
No one move. Turn off the TV. Oh, my God. No, thank you. I'm not interested.
Oh, people are reminding us Chris Rock did a Netflix special.
Oh, there you go.
Which we heard he got paid hella money for.
Well, why not? So number three is Dave Chappelle. The person who is number one has been number one every year since 2006, with the exception of 1 year when number two on this list did surpass this person.
Well, Kevin Hart hasn't been mentioned yet. So.
Kevin Hart is number two.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about Seinfeld?
Seinfeld is number one.
Oh.
And has been every year since 06,
really?
Except for 1 year when Kevin Hart took that spot. They're only $500,000 apart.
So when you brought up the comedians making the most money and I said, oh, I got to make a note.
Yes.
I saw a commercial for a Kevin Hart movie he's starring in with Bryan Cranston that's coming out on January 11th or something. And when I saw when I first saw the ad, I started to think, oh, this could be, because Bryan Cranston's, he's legit actor.
He's right.
Really good. And I thought, oh, and it's kind of a setup for him to have a hit, maybe like a legitimate,
but
not a comedy, not
it in January.
That's there it is. So Who Man?
Yes.
What do you know about Kevin Hart's movie with Bryan Cranston?
Not a heck of a lot.
What?
I don't even know what it's called.
Oh.
Do you?
No. All I right, saw the ad one time. At first, I was thinking it's going to be a big deal. Then I saw the January 11th release date and went, wah.
Yeah, I haven't even been invited to this film yet.
Oh boy.
Oh, do you see it now though?
That's
I do. Yeah. So the movie looks like,
what's it called?
The Upside.
The Upside.
So Bryan Cranston's in a wheelchair, and Kevin Hart is someone I don't know, a friend, a hired help. I don't know.
I assume it's a comedy.
That's the thing. It looked more serious than.
Well,
how do you?
Bryan Cranston can do both, but Kevin Hart is just a funny guy, I think. Well, I've never seen him do any drama.
That's why I was thinking it could be legit.
The film follows a paralyzed billionaire who strikes up an unlikely friendship with a convict.
All right. Well, I didn't hear the premise.
Sounds like the movie Get Hard, which is Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell.
That was cute.
That's the name of the movie.
Nicole Kidman's also in the
episode. That was the thing. When I heard the other name, I went, this could be legit. Nicole Kidman.
People are asking, where are the women on the list?
No women made the top 10.
Darn.
Which is actually surprising because you would think that Amy Schumer made more than 15
sure,
million.
Amy Schumer.
She didn't do a
but
movie.
She's been pregnant this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Right?
Right. She actually, you're right, and she canceled a few shows.
She did.
So.
Louis C.K. not on the list for the first time in a long time.
Don't get paid as much as.
That baby stuff will sideline you.
It will.
You will think it won't,
She's
and then
been
you will.
Really sick from
right.
it.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's really what I'm saying. Sick. You have this in your head that you're not going to be the one, and then you're the one. You're like,
say,
ow.
She was headed to some
hard.
Show where she put up a video of herself barfing in the limo on the way to a show.
Yeah. You told us about it.
Yeah. I don't know if it was a special. So, yeah, she did not. Look, she may have made $14.9 million, but $15 million was the lowest number.
And Chelsea Handler was another. Touring comedian that has since decided to be a political activist.
Yeah, she had a show. I don't know if she had it this year though. I can't remember when that went away.
It went away over a year ago. She retired,
like saying
she said, "I'm going to be a political activist." Mm. So she made her money apparently.
Well, good for her. So Kevin Hart made $57 million.
Nice.
And Jerry Seinfeld made $57.5 million. So a lot of that is Seinfeld money, but he does that Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, which is a pretty popular web show. I see links to it and watch it from time to time.
I thought the rumor about that, and I don't know for sure, but he'd been doing that quietly on some little internet
called
portal,
Crackle
or something like that.
That's it.
And then, but he owned the rights to all of them.
Mm. So
and
he
then,
can take them
and then he
wants.
Sold it, all of them, to something else,
oh.
whether it's Netflix or something else. I don't know, but like he struck up some deal where, and then the money makes more money.
Well, he's good at that. That's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't he? He's got the content and it's his.
$100 million
to Netflix.
Oh, my
boom.
God damn.
There you go.
How many were there?
I don't know.
Seemed like there were a ton.
It says here that he's worth $860 million.
Yeah, that dude is super
poor.
Rich. I wonder why he wasn't on the richest celebrity list yesterday.
Was it a Forbes?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they just divide, you know, in terms mm-hmm. of what they do.
Well, I mean, because George Lucas was number one on that list with $5.4 billion. So there were plenty of people who didn't come close to that. Mm-hmm. But if, you know, I mean, it's certainly, if you want to talk about celebrities, like Seinfeld is right up there. Yesterday, we found out that Penny Marshall had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Laverne of Laverne and Cindy. Well, now, Shirley. Now, Cindy Williams, who played Shirley on the show, is making her statement. She paid some tribute to Penny Marshall yesterday following her death on Monday night.
Good. I'm glad, because no one wants to hear a bitter statement.
No. She said, "What an extraordinary loss. My good friend Penny Marshall is gone. One in a million. Utterly unique. A truly great talent. And oh, what fun we had. Can't describe how we'll miss her." And then she also tweeted, "I love you, partner." The engagement ring. It's a thing.
It is.
When you break, well, it's a thing when you get it. It's a thing when you give it. It's a thing when you break up.
They're costly, too. They're not cheap.
No, they're not cheap. And there are rules about who gets to keep the ring. I don't know if they're hard and fast rules. There must be legal rules.
No, there's rules. It's very simple. If you don't get married, if you don't end up actually marrying, then that ring goes back to the person that bought it.
What if the person that bought it is the reason you're not getting married? Like they decided that they were going to bone the secretary or whatever.
No. I don't think that
I accepted this ring and my intention was to marry you and you screwed it up. I got to give you this beautiful ring back. I don't know.
Do you believe that?
I don't. I don't really care, though. I don't, you know.
Yeah, I don't have a pony in that race that you're talking about either, but it seems like.
But you're saying if you broke up with Christina, you would fully expect to get that ring back.
You know what? The truth is, I probably wouldn't.
Hmm.
But I would like to think, and this is I thought about this because, you know, thoughts are free and I had time and, you know, I drive long
during
ways.
During your drive, yeah.
What I was thinking is whether she gave it back to me or she kept it, my thought would be we sell that and put that in the college fund for the kids.
Oh, it's a great idea.
We have two kids together. That's a ring you're not going to use if we didn't marry.
Right.
Why wouldn't we use that money?
And we will be in each other's lives for the rest of our lives, no matter what, because we have children together.
Right. So that's what I would think that you'd do.
That's a great idea, actually. Paris Hilton broke off her engagement to actor Chris Zilka, and she is keeping the $2 million 20-carat rock that he put on her finger.
Did he buy it?
Why did they break up?
She was done with him. No, they did not. He did not buy the ring.
Who bought it?
It was a gift.
Yeah, she bought it.
Because that's her personal jeweler. Wasn't that something about that?
I think it was her personal jeweler, and that person donated the ring to them.
What?
They did not have to pay for this ring.
Publicity.
And so, right, and she's even saying that company got millions of dollars worth of publicity. Yeah. And it is a beautiful ring. It's enormous. They say it took months to... What do they call it? Carve it? Chip it? What do they do to it?
I don't know.
Cut it. I think they cut it, right?
Cut the diamonds. Sure.
Right. So Paris is saying, look, the person we got it from got millions and millions of dollars of free publicity. I love how social media has basically become a new form of money. It's pretty sick. Diamonds are a girl's best friend, she said. So there you go. She gets to keep the ring and they're not going to say anything about it. And Chris Zilka never had possession of that thing in the first place. She's like, I got myself a ring. Do you have anything to say? You want to hold it for a second and get on a knee or anything?
All right. Well, I don't know about that.
So the rules do not apply to them. Okay. Here is a story. It's not for the little kids, and we're going to try and keep it as clean as we can.
What is it?
Well, this is a parental warning.
This is a parental warning.
Okay.
Phaedra Parks.
Never heard the name.
She's from the Housewives of Atlanta. She got fired.
Never heard the name.
Yeah. Me either.
Okay.
But I was like, I got to tell Vinny this story.
What is
story? She has a company. Phaedra is P-H-A-E-D-R-A. Phaedra.
P-H?
P-H-A-E.
It sounds like a medicine.
Phaedra. It does.
All right, go on.
She has a new company, and it's called The Healthy Peach.
Because she's from Atlanta, so peach.
Mm-hmm. Is she like a farmer or something?
Nope, she's not a farmer. So she has inventoriated a wipe that she says will freshen you, I guess she and a bunch of friends, they had a ladies' night out event at her house in Atlanta, and she introduced them to this new product called the Healthy Peach. It is a cleansing wipe designed to get you ready for any occasion. She's not shy. This product will make you sweet. And will, I don't know really what else I can say.
Is it for your hands, your face? Like,
no,
it's
for your peach. It's for the gold mine, everybody.
Oh,
the gold mine.
Your peach was your butt.
Else. Yeah,
it's for the lower the front part of the peach.
Oh, okay.
Front part.
Your woman area.
Yeah.
Your woman area. Okay. Yeah.
Ding, ding.
Well, you know, I'd like to think that we know each other well enough that we can grab a shower and
oh,
before we do
you're
that.
You're looking at me.
No.
I was like, we do not know each other well enough, Freddie.
No.
We can grab a jar. I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm trying to comment on the act you're talking about, and for the reason that you do this, I'd like to think we know each other well enough that we can grab a shower before we go there.
Well, even if we know each other well enough, maybe we've been traveling all day and we just can't wait to get out of the airport. So we've got our Healthy Peach wet wipe to make us happy.
I'm not against it, but I don't need it. I probably don't even need it.
It's, let's see, it'll be ready to launch after Christmas, and she went on to describe all the things it'll do for your
Phaedra.
Gold mine.
My goodness.
But that's it, everyone. Now you know.
She always says what a Southern belle she is and
Healthy
how
peach.
Respectful. She's actually a lawyer.
Oh.
Sorry, what's it called?
The Healthy Peach.
The Healthy Peach. All right, then. I'm going to look out for that.
Yeah. Well... And actually, what's funny is it comes in like a little pack. It almost, I thought it was a condom at first because
it looks
of the,
like a
the
condom.
Package. It even has like kind of a circle on it.
Oh.
It looked like maybe the indent of, you know, how a condom looks in a package.
I mean, I don't know if you have been with partners that feel this way, but I definitely, if I've had a long day, yeah, I still want a bone, but I'd like to grab a shower real quick.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing that for both of us.
Yeah.
I want to feel free enough that you're not going to be like, Holmes.
What's happening?
What's happening
here?
Down there?
Yeah.
Long day in the car or what?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, no, you just don't want to have anything.
And that's a part of being older and being settled that we can just go, yeah, I would love to do that. Give me five in the shower. Mm-hmm. Join me in the shower. We'll start there. And we might even finish there. But sure, I guess if you're, you know, out and you hit your Tinder and you're like, oh God, there's someone right around the corner. It's nice to have your Healthy Peach wet wipe, I guess. I don't know. Anywho, there's your 7 o'clock trash. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Where do you put your poop?
Oh, well.
Talk about that for a minute. old school toys for Christmas and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7:38, and it's Thursday. We're all getting very excited to peak for the week at 9:15.
That's right, everyone. Be sure to tune in at the 9 o'clock hour. Bryn and I will be reviewing Aquaman. Rudy and I will be reviewing Mary Poppins. And then we're going to give our top five of the year.
Fantastic. So we're doing our gift exchange on our secret show today. We're going to do one of those, and it's one of my favorite days of the year. I love giving presents. I love getting presents. It's got me fun. So one of the things we're doing for Rudy this year is trying to get him to 5,000 followers.
Yeah.
He's quite a ways off.
Not too much. How much now?
He's about 500 away.
See?
And we did more than 500 of our listeners jumped on his thing yesterday. So if 500 more of you could just please follow It's Rudy Ortiz on Instagram.
He's at 4,452.
Yes! That's great. I knew we could do it. Come on.
Of course we can. So if you could follow him, that'd be great. A nice little present for him.
Rudy Ortiz.
No apostrophe.
Right.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. He may not be your first kiss. That was your cousin Tucker. But he'll be your last. Show him how gifted you think he is. Visit sfgcjm.com. That's sfgcjm.com. Here's...
Yeah,
no,
I didn't.
Yeah,
we knew it.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, you did.
Gosh, come on.
So dumb. For real.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
Breaking news from New England.
Uh-oh, what's happening in New England?
Bad news for your brother and your husband, as it looks like their star receiver, Josh Gordon, has violated the substance abuse policy once again.
Uh-oh.
He has come out to say that he is taking time away from the Patriots for mental health. I don't know what this guy's drug of choice was, but he had a lot of suspensions, like has missed over a year from suspensions. I think even more. And he's even made statements about using like on game days.
Oh,
like,
my God.
He's someone who is incredibly talented, but it appears is also incredibly troubled. The Patriots hoped that their way would be the right way, that they could get him into the fold and get him to, you know,
straighten out his act.
But it doesn't look like that's the case.
That's too bad.
So as you guys head to the playoffs, you're going to be missing an incredibly talented wide receiver.
Well, I don't even think we've secured a playoff place yet, have we? I think we're only 9-5.
I think you got a lock on making the playoffs. Okay. Whether or not you get out of the first round, that's another
right,
conversation.
I'm not following it all this year.
I know, because your brother took your place.
It's fantastic.
Great news for you.
It is.
Anyway, sorry about your
It's okay.
Your boys.
That matters zero to me. I'm all sure, right. You know, that'll be the talk of the house. And I'll get to leave the house.
Here's a question for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Or just in general?
Well, it's general as well. I certainly am posing it to the listening audience as well. Where do you put your poop is the question. So if you have a dog and
oh,
you take that,
poop. That
dog out into the street and that dog poops, because that dog is yours, so is that poop.
Mm-hmm. You own it.
That's your poop that you need to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And you don't, that doesn't mean look around and see if anyone's looking and then just leave it there if they're
right.
not. Because I am going to step in that later and I'm going to be super sad. It's going to ruin everything.
Mm-hmm. So the next level is you're out walking your dog. Your dog does his or her business. Mm-hmm. You've picked it up. But it's trash day. And there are trash cans all up and down the street in the neighborhood you're walking. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to drop that poop in someone's trash can?
I say no, but I can see why someone would argue.
Have you ever gone to... Oh, you don't do the trash at your house.
I don't do the trash.
There is an absolute, guaranteed, positive bag of poop in my trash, empty trash, when I get home to bring those in every time. Meaning someone is walking the neighborhood. They've come around the corner by my house and said, there's an empty trash can. I'm throwing this in there. And my statement on that is, good on you. I'm fine with it.
Well, it's better there than on the street.
I'm not thrilled. I don't have a dog anymore, and I don't want dog poop in my trash, but I want it there over my yard.
Sure.
Over any of the shared spaces.
And frankly, I have seen more bags of poop just laying on the sides of trails that, you know, I'm like,
that's bogus.
You picked it up,
and
you
then
bagged
it,
and then you threw it into the bushes.
Mm-hmm.
How is that helpful?
Yeah.
Just don't even bother.
I have thought of this many, many times because I take my dog out and the trash is out on Wednesdays.
Uh-huh.
And I'm carrying
a little bag of poop.
And I will not put it in someone else's.
Good.
Trash can, because I feel like that is so wrong.
Yeah, I don't think you should.
It's mine.
Right.
I one time saw this dude that was walking his dog, and it's a little dog, and I think of it almost every single day. He put the poop around the dog's little collar.
Right.
Yeah.
So the dog was carrying
his own poop.
Or her poop. It was hilarious.
That's
an
option. And
I think about it constantly.
Yeah, I think that's great.
So one of the things...
They should have to carry their poop, the little poop machines.
That I feel... sort of works in everyday life in general, is if you feel like you need to look around and be careful about something you're up to, it's probably wrong.
Yeah.
So I do think that I have always brought my poop home because I know that I would be like, if no one's around, I could probably drop this in there real quick and it'd be no harm. But look at me. Here
it.
I am. I'm looking to make sure no one watches me do it.
Right.
There's my issue.
Yep.
My own self.
I think that's an excellent barometer of whether or not you should do something.
If it feels wrong, probably
it's wrong.
Right.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Anyway, people were asked this question. Every dog owner has had the moment where they're walking their dog and it poops and they scoop it in a bag and then they decide, then they have to decide whether to drop that bag in a random person's garbage can that's out on the street or take it home with them. Mm-hmm. 30% of people say it's always fine to drop it in any trash can.
Because it's a trash can.
It's a trash can.
Right.
You've done your job. What person would make me walk around with it? Come on.
Yeah, you know, I just think...
Do a person a solid and let me throw it in your can.
You wouldn't take your own bag of trash and put it in someone else's trash barrel. So I just... And I get it. It's small. I prefer that it not happen, but I'm not going to be mad if someone did it.
Another 30 say, it's okay to do it if the trash hasn't been picked up yet.
Oh.
As in,
like you said,
person doing it at my house is dropping it in after everything's been picked up. That I don't get home till 2 o'clock.
Mm-mm.
And every time I look to see, they got me again. That's all right. But they did get me again.
Well, that's going to be sitting underneath your trash.
Right
there
at the bottom of the, right, exactly right. Mm. 20, almost another 30%, 29% say, it's never cool to do it. You take that crap home with you.
Put it in your trash.
Right.
That's where it goes.
A recent survey asked parents to name the top old school toys they wish their kids wanted. At the top of the list is a bike.
Oh.
Kids don't ride bikes anymore? My kid rides a bike every day.
My kids rode bikes.
She rides her little specialized bike every single day. Mm. And she started on a push bike, which is another great gift.
That is what an invention. That was not really around when my kids were little, but that's so, I just see kids, little kids riding bikes because they got the balance thing off the push bike.
Right. Puzzles make the top of the list.
I love puzzles. My kids will not sit and do a puzzle with me. Mm-hmm. They just don't. They're like, no, thanks. I know.
They like video games or things that...
Well, I like an old school...
Go bang.
You know, I love a jigsaw puzzle. I love having one going. Threw my back out doing one recently.
Oh,
that's ridiculous.
Right.
Well, it wasn't the table's too low, I guess. But I love doing puzzles. And I love the whole, you know, society of puzzles. Like, I plan to do puzzles up in Tahoe because everybody's sitting around. You can sort of... You float over to the table, you do a little puzzling, you float away from the table. Sometimes there's 4 or 5 people sitting around, everyone's talking. Sometimes John's got his ukulele out and he's playing some song about puzzles. I love it.
Boy.
Yeah, we have a whole puzzle thing going on, but the kids, no interest in the puzzles.
Look at how you're living.
Yeah, I know.
That is hardcore.
It is, yeah. I know, Finn. It's not for everyone. Not everyone can keep up with the puzzlers in my family.
Ukulele song about puzzles while you perform one.
Oh, we have some puzzle songs.
That is something.
Yeah.
All right. Board games are on the list. These are old school toys that we wish our kids wanted these days, but
I love board games.
Not interesting enough. Board games, a teddy bear or a stuffed animal. Kids still love, maybe my kid's young enough that she still wants this stuff.
Yeah, stuffed animals seem like they are kind of a perennial. Like, my kids, I don't even know where they got them all from. It just seemed like they accumulated them over the years.
We had an email regarding board games.
Uh-huh.
It says, happy holidays. You guys seem to play board games at your house. Do you have fun recommendations for Kris Kringle gift? Love your show. Sue.
I'm in love with a game called Settlers of Catan.
I knew you were going to say
that. It's not for young kids at all. It takes some real thinking, and you know, you have to do some trading and negotiating.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you'll never be able to play it. Like, it seems really hard.
Yeah.
You almost have to have someone who knows how to play it.
I'm going to write that down.
Settlers of Catan. Catan.
Okay.
It's not as complicated as it seems as you're reading the instructions. There's even a video, I think it says, how to start playing Catan in 1 minute.
Course.
But once you get it down, it's just so fun, and it's just hilarious how you can torture people in it, and it's just a really fun competitive game.
When you say torture, do you mean actually torture?
Oh yeah, you can torture. You can not trade with someone like that person. You know,
not torture. I mean, hurting.
No, there's no hurting anyone.
Oh, okay,
no, you just don't give them any sheep because then you know they can get a development card. And,
oh,
you know,
okay.
Sorry.
That's
a
development card.
Yeah,
that's not torture. Different. That's just winning.
Yes, right. To keep that person from winning. So, and you play to 10 points. You can kind of count how many points someone has on the board, and if someone's getting close, everybody gangs up on it. It's great. It's a great game.
Well,
also, I love Boggle. I play Boggle all the time.
No
one ever wants to play with me. I gotta, because I just thrash them so hard. But
well, listen to you.
Boggle is just the best.
Is that any way to?
No, it's not.
That doesn't sound like a friendly game of Boggle.
Yeah.
I thrash them so hard.
Well, it's not that I'm not being unfriendly. I just, you know, I can find all the words and right. they can't. So,
a ball, building blocks,
oh, a ball.
An art set.
Oh, art sets. I used to, God, I'd live for, my mom would get me like a set of pastels every year.
Mm-hmm. Mm. My kid's not ready for that. I took her into the art store right in downtown Santa Cruz, and she saw a stuffed animal and was like, I'll have this. And I'm like, we came in for art supplies yeah. so you could do some painting. If you're not going to paint, then you're not going to.
I'm not buying a stuffed animal in the paint store.
Right. Mm-hmm. Weird.
Yeah. Well, they do love the animals.
Modeling clay, toy animals. I don't know how that differs from whatever. And a jump rope, also on the list.
Oh, remember the jump rope?
Go honorable ahead. Mentions, yeah. yo-yos, a dollhouse, a telescope,
oh,
a train
dollhouse.
Set.
Oh, a train set.
Microscope.
Oh, remember, did you get a microscope when you were a little kid? A cheap plastic one, had all the slides, all the
sure.
different. Oh, God, I loved that so much. It's great. Jump rope, though. If you grew up in a neighborhood, everybody had a jump rope.
Mm-hmm.
A long jump rope. You try to do the double dutch and, you know, have all those little chants that you would do to keep the time. Oh, God, I used to love the jump rope.
I have a question for you.
What is it?
Can you name all four, by first name,
okay.
can you name all four of your grandparents?
Yes.
You can?
I can.
You don't have to. I'm just saying, can
Mary,
you?
Jane, John, Eleanor, and William.
Wait, Mary, Jane,
mm-hmm.
John,
mm-hmm.
oh, Eleanor, and...
And William.
William, okay. Huh. Could you name all four of your grandparents?
Absolutely.
By first name?
Yeah.
All right.
Could you?
We have, let me say, Lupe.
You can't?
Lupe,
can't,
Bernardo,
no.
Virginia, and Vicente.
Oh, Vicente.
Oh, Vicente.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yes, I could.
Wait, Bryn, you can't?
No. I didn't grow up. I met them a few times, but
oh.
they were in Vietnam. And so
you left them a long time ago and never.
Well, I never. My parents came here.
So you don't
so,
know. Think about it. You don't know their first names.
I think it's Ung. I should say anything. If my mom's listening, she's gonna be like, "You're such a shame." I don't.
Shame. You've forgotten
I don't
your
know,
elders.
I never. And when I did have to address them, I addressed them in the Vietnamese version of grandparents. You
right.
know?
That's why most people. So many people can't do it.
Yeah.
Because they go, I only call them Nona or Papa or
right.
Grandpa or Grandma or whatever.
What about you, Human?
Knew you were going to ask
well,
me.
Of course well,
okay,
so,
we're not going around the horn.
So, you guys know I don't know my dad.
Yeah.
But
so,
you know his name.
Well, I know his name, yeah. But that's about it. I don't know any of my I don't know any of his sisters. So, I absolutely will not know my grandfather on that side.
Hold on. So your dad's parents never tried to reach out to you even though he was out of the picture?
I don't know this for sure, and I never asked my mom, and I'm never going to ask my mom, but I don't think my dad's parents liked my mom.
Oh.
So that was an issue.
Well, she ran off with his three-year-old son.
With his permission.
What is your dad's name?
His name is Hossein.
Oh, Hossein.
Oh.
Hossein Khalili?
No, I have my mom's last name. I have my mom's last name.
And even Sabet's not his name?
No.
Oh.
It's not.
21% of people can't name a single one of their grandparents.
Well. Huh. I find that odd, but okay.
Me too.
Yeah.
Another 20% said they don't know what city any of their four grandparents were born in.
Oh. I know my grandmother on my mom's side was born in Philadelphia, and my grandfather on my mom's side was born somewhere in England.
14%.
That's it.
Don't know what any of their grandparents did for work.
Oh, I know what my grandparents did for work.
On both sides?
Mm-hmm. Oh. All of them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, one of the guys was like some kind of ambassador, right?
He was.
Oh, yeah.
Some big shot.
Yeah.
That was your mom's dad,
my
right?
My mom's dad.
Who was the president that he was under? Do you know?
Several.
Well, can you name
Ford,
one?
Nixon,
oh.
Carter, Reagan. No, couldn't have been Reagan because he died in 88. So
it was Nixon.
Not Reagan, but my grandfather. And whoever was right before. Who was right before Nixon? Johnson?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but from the 60s on, he was in the.
Wow.
Yes. He was an ambassador.
35% of people don't know what country or countries their family immigrated from to come to America.
Oh, I know. I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, I mean, I assume I sort of know, but I don't really know that much about the history of where they came from. I mean, I know what my mom has told me my racial background is, or ethnic background. I don't know how to say that.
40% of people don't know the origin of their last name.
Oh.
I do know mine.
I do know mine.
It's fun, huh?
Yeah, that is kind of fun.
It's interesting.
I wonder if some of that has to do with, you know, we're all finding out all this stuff about, you know, through 23andMe and
I love how many people are finding out. Actually, didn't we do that on The Secret Show?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that a story on The Secret Show that some whole family unit came undone because of...
Right, they found out they're not related to their dad.
Right.
Yeah.
It's trippy.
It is.
Anyway.
It is.
Our text number is 800-400-36. Oh, I don't have any time. What's coming up in the trash?
I'm going to start with the best songs of the year, according to Rolling Stone. Wow. Oh, hold on. I got to press this.
You can do it.
Yes. Woo.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.